As we said, a little bit of a medical Thursday morning, and Australian scientists have discovered a drug used to treat reflux, which has the potential to wipe out preeclampsia, a dangerous complication in pregnancy. And we've managed to track down a very, very busy lady this morning, Dr. Natalie Hannon from Melbourne's Mercy Hospital for Women. Natalie, good morning. What is preeclampsia?
Good morning. So preeclampsia is actually a complication of pregnancy that actually affects up to about 8% of all women. Basically what happens is the woman presents into clinic, she's got hypertension or high blood pressure, and when they do a test of her urine, they can see that she's got high levels of protein, which is a sign that her kidneys are not functioning or they're having a hard time shutting down. So we know that what happens in preeclampsia is actually the placenta itself that feeds the baby is actually dysfunctional, not working properly, and starts to spew out or release these toxins into mum's blood. They go around mum's blood and basically attack her vasculature and any organs that are supplied by her blood system.
So this is fairly serious.
It's actually life-threatening for both the mother and for the baby, yeah. So it's a very serious complication of pregnancy.
So where does reflux fit into all this picture?
So it's actually one of the drugs that are given to women when they have severe reflux, so they can get, you know, terrible chest pains and things when they get this reflux. And so they're given these drugs that are known to be safe in pregnancy. And so from another research article, we saw that these drugs were actually enhancing the body's antioxidant system. So we thought, oh, we'll have a look in the placenta and see if that happens, and it did. But more importantly for us, we were really interested to see if these drugs can actually block the toxins of preeclampsia, which no one had shown before. And so we tested that in the lab, and we found that, yeah, they block the levels of these toxic proteins that are going out into the maternal circulation. So then we wanted to test to see, all right, well, can we also prevent mum's blood vessels from getting sick or injured? And again, we can show that these drugs are able to protect and rescue the injury that's seen in the maternal blood vessels.
It's always difficult being a male talking about these kind of subjects,
yeah.
because we obviously it's nothing something that we can't experience. So anytime I ask a question or say something, I'm not being condescending, but reality of it is we want to keep mums to be as healthy as possible, and every little bit helps, doesn't it?
That's right. And it's not just men. Even women don't know how serious preeclampsia actually is. They think, oh, I've got, you know, feeling a bit bloated and swollen, I might just pop down and see what my doctor thinks. But actually, within, you know, hours, they could be in quite a lot of strife. So I think it's not just men, it's general public don't realise how dangerous preeclampsia is.
Well, one of the things that we do know, and it used to be an old wife's tale, and it's sometimes brings about a few laughs from people, especially men, but often women's diet changes when they're pregnant, their tastes change. Mm. And is that the situation? They just think, oh, I've been eating maybe too much of this or too much of that, and I am just feeling a little bit of an upset stomach.
Yeah, sometimes women just think that, oh, it's just the normal way of, you know, I should have these things, I'm pregnant, things are changing in my body. But it's not necessarily always normal, and you definitely should be seeking advice if things aren't quite right.
It really impresses me and blows my mind how much research is being undertaken right around Australia,
yeah,
into some amazing things. When do you expect the treatment to be more widely available?
Yeah, so we're really excited at the moment. We're coming to the end of our first clinical trial in a hospital in South Africa where the rates of preeclampsia are even higher. And we've got a great collaborator out there who's running the trial with us. So we're excited because we're probably over three quarters the way through the recruitment. So we should have results mid this year. And then from that, we propose we will start running trials here in Australia. And if they look positive, we'll hope that this will be in the clinic soon after.
That's great. I suppose healthy mums mean healthy babies, and that's what
exactly
you want.
Exactly. Exactly.
Natalie, thanks for your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. Dr. Natalie Hannon from Melbourne's Mercy Hospital for Women. So there you go. As she said, not only men being in the dark about it, but a lot of women not overly educated about preeclampsia.